took nearly three decades, but the Rough Diamond Bourse was finally inaugurated in Mumbai, and the local industry celebrated this grand opening last week.
Today, we see a dream come true, a dream that our founding fathers and pioneers of this industry had the courage to dream nearly three decades ago. Among these, the vision of Sri S.G. Jhaveri and Mr. Raghavan, the founder members of Bharat Diamond Bourse, which was launched in 1984 to provide the trade with basic infrastructure facilities for customs, has today evolved into the ultimate destination accommodating the full vertical of the diamond industry, from small brokers and manufacturers to the largest exporters, all having their offices in this complex. The state-of-art complex is the largest commercial block in the financial district of Bombay. Taking into account the need of the hour, this complex is built with the eco-friendly features like rainwater harvesting and power saving for an air-conditioned plant which is 9,000 tons. It will be the springboard from which the Indian diamond industry launches its endeavor to be not only the number one in manufacturing, but also the number one diamond trading center of the world.
Now that slow migration begins from Opera House all the way across town to these new diamond digs, the Bourse gives much-needed facilities to the industry, too, including a 6,200-square-foot trading hall and 12,000 square feet of customs area. The Bourse complex occupies 20 acres and has 2 million square feet of office space, along with an equal amount of basement space. There are 8 9-story towers linked on the second and sixth floors. Currently, 2,400 offices have been allocated to diamond export and trading companies. Russell Mehta of Rosy Blue India met up with our Avi Krawitz during the inauguration and shared insights on the industry's current labor shortage and discussed how demand across the Mumbai trading market is evolving.
Well, I think currently India is going through huge growth. There is a lot of pressure on people to be hired from various industries, and I think the domestic consumption industries are doing extremely well. So it's very difficult to hire workers, very difficult to hire management. And what we have done in 2009 in the recession, we are not certainly the employers of choice. So it's going to be a challenge to polish and to sort and to expand capacities over there. Most of the rough India is now buying, and if I see the changes which has happened, people are now polishing less smaller sizes, more certified larger sizes and things like that. Where do I see manufacturing or polishing of diamond making more money? I think there are more opportunities to make money or have a better return on capital in smaller diamonds rather than in the certified goods. I do believe that diamond can be an investable asset, and over a period of a couple of years, there could be some investment vehicles which should be available to a savvy investor to invest in diamond if they like. Because I find diamond kind of straddles between art and commodities. You know, one can say diamond is a commodity. On the other hand, like an art, you know, it has got a different underpinning aspirations or values which a customer is buying, you know, art or diamond for.
Here is a look at how precious metals have performed this past week. For all the latest industry news, be sure to check diamonds.net. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.